Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicle.
We got some friends today with us. We got our friends with us.
Hello.
Do an in-person podcast. You've seen them before.
That's crazy talk.
In different places. But here we are together.
I know. We hardly ever get together.
I know. Hardly ever. Hardly ever get to see each other. Those of you that don't know, these are anything but vanilla. That's Lindsay and Rob.
Yeah.
And
Hello.
We talk about them quite often on the podcast. We are together quite often. So
we're a social butterfly. Come up.
Yeah.
It just...
It works.
It works.
Yeah. It does. So.
And, like, we get to spend a lot of time together and we like it. That's how we like it. As much as we possibly can. We try to anyway. But we're going to talk about the weekend while we're fresh in it. We haven't even finished it yet.
I was going to say we're not done yet.
Like three quarters of the way.
Yeah. We're going to...
We've done two thirds of the activities.
So I thought I was like, what is this, round four or five? I don't even know.
It starts with the commute.
Yes. Yeah. That was typical. I wasn't that surprised by the commute. Typical Atlanta.
We were laughing that if it would just snow again, you would get here quicker.
I know. It would have.
True.
It would have. I know. We made record time last time. Not so lucky this time. It was sunny. But the weather has been pretty good.
To make record time this time.
Yeah, he was trying to take his time.
I was every time the GPS said 2 minutes slower, I'm like,
they were trying to get the house decorated before I got here.
Yeah. Rob and everybody else was supposed to be here before us to decorate the house before we got here.
So he was stalling. I showed up.
Nice. I didn't even know half the plans this weekend myself.
I didn't know anything at all, so I like that way.
That was the point.
I like it that way.
That was,
I think you knew the address like 30 minutes before you left.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did.
Hey,
what was it? You left, and then you text me, and you're like, I should probably send you the address.
Yeah. probably be useful.
For driving
that
separate.
Might be helpful.
Probably. I got here, and Rob was here, and then Sam from motherfucking Lee's was here, and... Half of room for a few.
They're wandering around in the background.
Yeah, they're back there wandering around. Everybody's trying to get ready.
They might poke their heads in. We'll see.
Everybody's getting ready right now. And then they were getting decorated. And Friday was a lot of it, making sure getting everybody here and getting the party started.
Yeah, Friday was arrival. And
oh,
so
no.
There she is. There she is.
Hi.
It's the other half.
Here's the other half of room for a few.
She just got here.
Pretty much.
So Friday was arrival and everybody kind of rolled in at different times. I know that half of room for a few had to work like I did.
Yeah,
so
a lot of blood work. It's stupid. It's Friday.
You were working after you got here.
I was working after I got here. I was not happy about that at all.
You locked yourself in the room.
I did.
We're all ready to go.
I love you all and I'll be back. Yeah,
we're ready to go.
I could hear your work voice through the door. I'm like, ew.
We don't want that voice.
Yeah.
We don't want that voice.
No. Work Lindsay's definitely not as fun.
No. I think that applies to everybody here. I think. Pretty sure. We definitely prefer the pineapple versions of everyone.
True story.
But we made charcuterie trays and vegetable trays and we started snacking.
It's a pink weekend.
We're all wearing pink here. You can't tell. We are pinking it up. Everyone is busy ironing and steaming all their pinks.
I hope someone else has hot pink because
I think Sam is, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. It's like 50 Shades of Pink. So
50 Shades of Pink. Yeah. So we're covering it all.
Yeah, we want all of them. So that works perfectly.
Bubba cooked dinner. That was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious. Chicken Alfredo. Yeah, it was good.
I do what I do.
We had salad and chicken Alfredo. Yes. And we hung out a lot and just got, you know,
laughed and giggled and had a great time.
So many laughs and giggles.
So many.
Played.
Rob jumped right in the hot tub, too.
I jumped. The sun wasn't down. I'm like, I want the hot right tub the now. Hot tub.
That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. People were still arriving. It's like, where's Rob?
Outside in the hot tub.
He's in the hot tub.
By himself.
I love a good hot tub. It was cold, too. The outside air was cold.
Outside.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Because it got down to 20-something last night.
Mm-hmm. We finally got us all in it last night.
Yeah, last night when I finally got in, it was cold.
Felt good once you get in there, but the getting out part.
Yeah, getting in and out was not it.
And Bubba picked out a great Airbnb. This has been a lot of fun. Oh, good space.
Gosh, this has been a great house.
Yeah, we all have big kid beds. We don't have any bunk beds or twin beds. Or
which is really hard to find for Airbnb. It is. There's always like one or two bedrooms that has like bunk twin beds or a bunk beds.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we all have adult beds. It's nice. It's nice. We all have enough
room. I love that you call it big kid beds.
Big kid beds. Yeah.
And we're only about 10 minutes from Trapeze, Atlanta.
That's nice.
Today we woke up, made some breakfast, and then we headed down and surprised Ashley with a drag show.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Went to Lips Atlanta.
Yeah, Lips Atlanta.
I got to back up for 2 seconds, though. What time did we go to bed?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I don't know.
We played Cards Against Humanities. We did a normal. We started out normally, regular friend game night, you know?
We didn't really watch the time.
Yeah.
I know what time I went to bed. I do. Because I couldn't believe it.
I know.
We just didn't want the night to end.
Tying you. Like, I know you asked, but like.
That's it. I just came to you.
I need to talk about that for just a second.
Yeah.
That was amazing to watch.
That's all I wanted.
You and your element.
For my birthday.
I don't think I have ever seen you look so relaxed and like
my happy face. And he tied me. I grabbed the rope bag because all I asked for was to be tied on my birthday. I wanted at some point to be submissive. Like I've been all excited. That's what the pink was for. Like it gets me into that like headspace. So I was like, I want to be tied. So I just grabbed the bag and ran to him. I was like, tie me, please. Because I wanted to do what we were all doing, tied. And I was like, here you go. Yeah, and then it started. I didn't realize everyone was watching.
Oh.
I wasn't really in the room.
I wasn't really there. Point, I looked at Rob and I'm like, I'm really honored to get to watch
it's
this.
Quiet.
It was a nice scene.
It was quiet.
I was like, everything got quiet.
It was good.
And then I looked up and everyone was watching.
Everyone turned like laughing, everybody joking around. And then like, I kind of snapped out of it and it was complete silence.
I know.
I'm like, oh, everybody.
I thought they were doing their own things. And I turned and I was like, everyone's just watching us. But I didn't care. I was in a whole nother planet. I was so relaxed.
It was perfect.
It was very erotic to watch. Yeah. It was amazing.
So sensual and good. Just,
yeah. He did a couple ties on me and then he tied you. He did a little chest tie for you.
First time?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
That looked good.
Yeah, just a little chest harness.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I'm going to be borrowing a book, watching videos.
She's
talking to Bubba. They're very into it. Like, what are you doing with this?
Yeah.
Unlock.
Professor Bubba.
Completely understand, confined, kind of
safe.
It's like a warm hug.
Yeah.
It's like a warm hug.
It is. It's like
with a rope.
Yeah, I had a whole outfit on. It was good.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It was overdue. It was overdue. That's some fun, but yeah, that's kickstarted the fun last
that
night.
That kickstarted the fun.
That really kickstarted it.
And then 3:05 is the last time I looked at the clock.
Yeah, yeah, we jumped in the hot tub a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You fell.
Got pruned
in the hot tub a little bit. Poor girl.
I mean, I wasn't going to tell on myself.
Poor girl.
But, I mean,
she just
you slipped.
Slippery when wet.
It happens. Usually, it's me who falls in and out of the hot tub. But
I got up this morning. I was like, so how exactly did I fall? Because my knee hurts.
Your foot just went.
It did. Like, I'm getting
cold,
out and then I'm back in.
Cold and wet. You know, that's the risk you take getting in the hot tub. Yeah. And then today
we're making
up,
memories.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Good ones. Really good ones. And then we went to the drag brunch. And I mean, that lasted from like 1:30 to.
That was a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, me too. It was a whole day show.
It was.
They said it was a 3-hour show. So I kind of expected it.
That was good. They had like the birthday.
So who knew about that? I did not.
The start was me, Bubba and
Jeremy.
Jeremy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I think it kind of grew from there a little bit. There were some questions about how to dress on Saturday. Yeah. And
so it started with people like, what are the plans? Yeah. And I'm like, as long as Ashley doesn't know, it really doesn't matter who knows or not. Because they didn't want to like be wearing like hoodies. And
you know, I would have definitely dressed it if I would have known.
All of our conversations were about, oh, it's comfy clothes this weekend and casual. And so I did ask him that. I'm like, I have to know what to pack. I got to know what to wear.
I need to know what the environment's going to be.
Yeah. And he was like, this and this will be good.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
No, I'll trust you.
That place was packed.
Oh, it was.
It was.
That was packed. Really
there were so many people having birthdays.
It was always like that on a Saturday.
That was a lot of birthdays. Everybody was having a birthday. Everyone was having a birthday.
Yeah.
It was Lips Atlanta.
Yeah. So much fun. If you're in the area, go check it out.
They are awesome.
The food was good. The service was good.
I was surprised.
Yeah, it was really good.
I wouldn't think to go there.
Bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys.
The food was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloody Mary was good.
Bottomless Bloody Marys and
mimosas.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And I mean, the price wasn't too bad for what you get. You get the whole show plus the drinks and food and everything.
Like
was good.
The food's included.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with the price of the show.
Yeah. You can't beat it. It's a good way to spend
the brunch.
It was
good.
Yeah.
So we came back and we got ready and we're going to head out again.
We've been fighting a nap. Everyone's been napping. I'm jealous.
Yeah. half the house took a nap. Yeah. The other half of us got ready.
Yeah. We had to be responsible and things.
It was a short debate of.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do we do this or no? Don't have the chance to ever. We were like, we're doing a podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah. That finally won over. Yeah. It's like, no. Birthday girl wants it. We're doing it.
Doing a podcast. We don't want to do a podcast.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And we finally had enough microphones and we had a perfect area to do it.
Rob had to hook up with some more microphones.
Yeah. This is nice.
That was awesome because that was another thing. I'm like, who?
Where are you getting microphones for?
We're playing karaoke. We're doing karaoke.
Who do you know?
Karaoke.
That's right. I need it for karaoke.
Yeah, you know, normal regular thing.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, how many mics can you support? I'm like, 6. He's like, okay.
I got you.
We're slowly building up our mic collection. That's our next plan.
Actually, I will say the folks that we borrowed them from, I mean, they know all about us. So
yeah,
they've been very cool.
A little lazier.
Yeah, they're our very good vanilla friends and friendlies.
We like people like that. Yeah, we like those. We like them. But yeah, that's now we're heading to Trappies Atlanta. We're back at Trappies as much as we possibly can.
We've made our own thing.
Home away from home. I love that, by the way. You have no idea.
Been there. We are so excited. It's going to be a good night.
It is. Yeah. I can't wait to see how many people show up in pink.
Yeah.
Just because I think word has spread.
I think
kind of.
So. A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
a couple people.
We'll see.
A couple people know. But yeah, it's supposed to be nude, beige, tan. I was like, we're going to take it a little bit.
I was glad to deviate from that. I think I own one item that's nude and tan.
Yeah. Because
it just doesn't work on
That's
this.
The thing. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Can I just go nude?
That'd be much more.
Wear
that'd be much better.
Good answer.
Much better than nude color. Yes.
Yeah. So
10:30, 11 will hit and the nude costumes will be out.
Switch to actual.
Love her. She got pink lingerie.
It feels ridiculous. There was two sets.
It looks
there
so
was
good.
Two that I was contemplating. I have three different outfit changes I could do. And I was like, which one do you like it me in? And it is so. Just wait till you see it. Wait till you see it.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's so like baby girl, like, little frillies and little tie. He picked that one, of course. And then I have this huge over the top, like oversized robe that's like sheer with the feathers on the arms.
I think
like,
she's got the robe that I was gonna do for my birthday.
Yeah,
possibly. Oh. It's a big it's real hit on birthdays.
I couldn't find these
all about pink those slippers. Yeah, I will be wearing these most of the night. You'll see me and I don't even care
your slippers
anymore. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Cool.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I was upset that I left mine at home.
Yeah, I have heels, brand new though, so I don't...
mine are brand new. Like I walked up the stairs to get here and
they need some.
They're over there.
Yeah. they're good though.
they're good. The floor.
Yeah, they always do. But yeah, we're nothing like breaking them in at Swingers Club.
Yeah, let's go dance.
Yeah, let's go dance and walk around a million times.
Are you going to break them in at home? Just walk around the house?
You're supposed to. That's what they think that they're supposed to do, but that never happened.
Like,
I know.
You're in a bathrobe and
in a moo-moo. Don't ask questions.
It's the side of the lifestyle that no one sees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just preparing for the weekend. Don't question me.
Mom got new heels.
Don't question me. They're cute. But
this will be fun tonight. Yeah, I've got a couple of laundry options, and I just have to rely on what he says
looks good. Yeah, that's what I did.
You tell me which one.
My jaw always drops, so.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about either, so I'm like, you just pick which one you want the most. Because that's really the only thing that matters.
My problem is that what I want to wear now and what I want to wear like 3 hours from now.
That's the thing.
Tends to be different.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on
all the things. The vibe and everything.
Yeah, who's there. Yeah. The lighting, the sound.
What you eat for dinner. I don't know.
Yeah.
All of it.
The
direction of the wind.
That's what they don't talk about enough. Yeah, that's what they don't talk about enough. It makes me gives me butterflies. Like, you never know what to expect. As many times as we've been to trapeze or we've been to, you know, houses like this with people, like, it's always different every single time. You never know, even with the same people.
I was gonna say, even with the exact same people
because
you can have a completely different experience.
Always different experience. Yeah.
But this crew has been good. This crew has been amazing. I'm so glad. He couldn't have picked better group of people. Like, everyone meshes just really good. Everything is. It's been so good. He got me a cute little big bundt cake that was delicious. Raspberry,
so good.
Like,
so sweet.
Every little detail has been so perfect. Thank you. He did so good. He really tried to keep a lot of stuff under wraps. This was supposed to be a surprise, and then he had to spill he spilled the surprise a few weeks ago. But then he wanted to keep it still a surprise for the most part. So he's been trying to navigate behind the scenes.
Element.
Yeah. And I was surprised by a lot. I didn't really expect all that. It was a lot. And I got some presents. I got some good presents. All the things, all my faves.
All the things you didn't want. Presents and attention on you.
I love the basket you got.
Oh, it's hard.
I love the basket you got. Oh my God. Which is hysterical. So you had a friend that sent a list to, and she basically bought what was on the list.
Yes. One of everything.
It was hysterical.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And she just went shopping with that list and got check, and one of each and put it in a basket. And it was.
She literally said, that's perfect. I'm like, cool.
That was easy. Just some of my favorite things, which are so random. It's like just a basket of random stuff. But it's been great. It's been good.
It has been. I know. And we're not done yet. We're not done. That's the big thing.
We're not done.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
Like, okay.
The problem is that time is different in these.
Time is very different when you have a full weekend.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before. Like, it's everything from, oh my gosh, it's only 7 o'clock. And then I turned around and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah. And now it's time to go trapeze and it's almost over. And I'm like,
feels like we just got here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It does.
We've waited so long though.
Really, tonight, and then we have to pack up.
Before we know, we're going to be trying to get our stuff back together.
We have so much stuff.
We each have enough to move somewhere for a good month and survive food wise and everything.
It's crazy when we all get a hotel room together. Yeah. It's just like,
oh yeah, it's
I'm surprised we don't use two carts to get our stuff.
We should actually. We really should.
Oh, we're just staying for a night.
I know.
We're really good at Tetris.
Well, load the cart, but we're still pulling the two biggest bags.
That's right.
Yeah. We do what we can. We carry what we can.
On the way here, I was saying, this wasn't work, but I mean, like, we're not working this weekend, right? It's just like, this is just fun. Like, we're doing a fun thing for Ashley, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. We all get to relax.
We get to kind of relax and just
let our hair down. We don't have to do anything. There's no nothing. So it's been really refreshing.
The last time when you guys stayed at the house, that was so relaxing. We talk about time, by the way.
Yeah.
Just remember, we were sitting there. It's like, wow, it's 7:30. because that was the night we were snowed in, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
And like, now what do we do? It's like, oh, I know. We'll play cards against humanity.
Or dinner.
Like,
what do we do now?
It's like, oh, it's 8:15. That's done.
It did. It was really like time was dragging until it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it just fast forward.
Until it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what time is it? It's like, well, 2:30.
And that's how we always end up in
bed.
Okay,
we'll go to sleep.
Yeah, that's how it happens. It's like, oh.
None of us sleep in this lifestyle, just so you know. Like, we are all...
We're all sleep deprived, but we're happy.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth the 10 years we're cutting off our lives, but it's so worth it.
Like, all right, yank my butt out of bed and gonna cook breakfast. Let's go.
We don't want to
eat coffee during the week sometimes.
Yeah. Then we don't do anything for a minute and we are late.
I'm really bad about that after this week.
Yeah. I won't even get dressed. I won't do anything. I'm just like, nope. No makeup, no hair, no nothing for a minute. Just to, because it's a lot getting up, getting dressed, getting all the things on.
I did think about it this morning. I got up and I was like, okay. I need to shower and fix my hair. I braided it last night for this reason. I was like, okay, get up, take the braids out. It's curled. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then getting ready tonight, I really had to think about it. It's like,
I know. Or it's always that. Or we could
let's do something else.
Yeah, right. That's the thing about these weekends. Like, you're trying to soak up every single second, and you don't want to go to bed because you want to hang out with people and you want to talk. And
sometimes
trying to stretch it.
Sometimes we don't know when we'll all get to hang out again. We'll see people here and there, but
they see us a lot, like on social media and stuff, with these videos we're putting out random times here and there, but they don't understand that, like, we live pretty far apart and we don't get to see each other very often.
And yet somehow we have seen each other.
But except for this month. This month has been 2025 started off with a bang. Pun intended. And I love it. I love it. We've been spoiled.
When I saw you guys, so we went to that football thing on Monday that David had thrown, and I walked in. I had no idea you guys would be there.
I know. He was so surprised.
Like, I was like,
so surprised.
And what'd you tell him?
Yeah.
It's like, Lindsay's
really so mad.
Lindsay had to stay home with her son.
I stayed home and
I had a little tear.
I get this picture that I get a text and it's a picture, and I'm like, my immediate response, WT.
Yeah. You know, just a random Monday. They were like, you want to come down with us or come up to Atlanta with us? I was like, sure.
Why not? We're going there all the time.
Monday's our Friday. Might as well. Yeah, the kids had off school the next day, so it was like another Saturday. Ended up having off school another two more days on top of that. But
they got out of school two more days because of snow.
They went back Friday for one day. That was mean. This was mean.
That's mean.
So mean.
That's mean.
I was like, yeah, you had more snow than we did this past week. Yeah, we had like no snow whatsoever this past week. And we're north of you.
Yeah. It's weird. It was all weird here. Us south with snow, which is like unheard. You don't hear that ever. But it was cute. All the Georgia people got to run outside and they do the little cute little snowman.
We stayed inside.
You know, we didn't. we went outside for a moment to try and help the kids sled.
I didn't get our snow day the other week either because I work from home. So,
oh yeah,
I don't get snow days.
You don't get snow days.
Yeah, that's.
Then all the lifestyle people go out and put their boobs in the snow.
Yeah, they were all naked in the snow. Everyone was in bikinis.
You saw all the naked snow.
I was getting so many texts with people in bikinis just sitting. I'm like, you're crazy. Oh, you are doing angels and snow angels.
Where was the snowman with the boobs? Was that in the neighborhood?
Was that in our neighborhood? It may have been in our very vanilla.
It might have been in your front yard.
Our son did it.
You know, mom and dad are going to be so proud of me.
It's mom.
The same kid that'll run through a store.
Oh, I love that.
It's got pineapples on it.
I know.
Mom's going to love this.
We always are on scavenger hunt for pineapples for mom. Every time we go out anywhere, like, mom would love this. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is what it is.
No, you really like pineapples.
Yeah.
That's legit. We had pineapples in our house before we ever started the lifestyle.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of beach themed stuff. So it was, you know, turtles and shells and pineapples and this and that. We just, all we had to do was flip them over.
It's an easy transition.
Just flip them over.
Nobody even noticed.
For sure.
Moe's collar still has sea turtles on it. I haven't gotten a new one yet.
Yes.
Got his sea turtles on. I was like,
so
I
how's
Moe
doing?
How is Moe doing?
So
good.
So, we talked about last week, they were the ones who We traded a dog for me. He traded a dog for me and came back home with a dog.
When you say it that way.
Left me at their house. But he, no, he's doing so good. He's fit. Aww. He's fitting right in. He's spoiled.
I love the picture that you sent the other day whenever I was sending. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this is why I brought him home.
There's a whole story to it of why we couldn't keep him. But yeah, dog has like the most piercing, sweet.
And he'll just all day stare at you like that. He doesn't ever sleep or anything. He just is always. Yeah.
I don't think he ever like goes into a deep.
I know. The other one's
you mentioned that he follows you around though, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a Velcro.
So yeah, he would do that with me. Like where I was, he was.
Kitchen. And
the number of times I tripped over that dog.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You would think that you would learn, but no.
So
he is right, but he is. He's always putting his paw on you, just looking at you with those eyes. Like he wants to talk. He's going to talk to you.
He's going to talk
at any point.
Day.
He reminds me of Shaggy Dog, that Shaggy Dog movie.
That dog can talk.
He's close to
that dog can talk.
It's working out perfect. It's meant to be.
So glad that he found you.
It all worked out.
That worked out really well.
He's spoiled rotten now. He's taking over the house.
We're so worried about we have to rehome him. Who's he going to go to? Is it going to be a good home? And
I literally just looked at him. I was like, well, I guess he's coming home with us. And he's like, I guess so. And that's all it was.
Yeah. 5 minute conversation.
Yeah, then the next morning, I'm like, so is the dog really coming home with me? And everyone's
like, are we doing this for real? Yeah. Like, you said you can't take it back now. You promised.
Like, well, if you're not sure, you're coming back Monday. So
and then again, that was the big thing. I was like, if it doesn't work out,
he can come back Monday. Yeah. And then we went out to the car and he just jumped in
and laid down and he was like, okay.
Okay, here
he
I am now.
The car really well, by the way.
He said he did really good. He just sat there and
really?
The whole time. Yeah, 2 hour drive.
He used to be really bad about riding in the car.
Like, he did have his beds.
Anxiety and stuff like
that. Yeah, he was anxious. He was anxious. Yeah. But like he just sat there and laid down and
it's like it was meant to be or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
craziness.
I love it.
It was meant to be. Yeah.
So we're sitting here. It's really fun. We're talking about just our everyday lives, but we would not have known each other if it wasn't for lifestyle. I am so grateful for those, the folks that are in the other rooms at the house. Same thing. I'm just so grateful for all of their friendship. Yeah. And it's more than just all the play stuff that we always talk about and all the complicated components of, you know, engaging with other people. This is like really, it's easy from the standpoint of you find people that are really good friends and it's a strong friendship.
Yeah, it's so much more than
it's family.
And you can, there's something about being just taking that mask off and just being finally, because that's what you do in your normal everyday life. I can't say it enough. It sounds so cliche, but it's the people.
It is.
That make up this lifestyle, that make it so cool, make it so awesome. I love it here a lot. And I appreciate every single person.
I cry all the time.
I know. My heart gets really full of
both of
feelings.
Us were tearing up from your podcast last week. And
oh my God.
Listening to it, it's just warmed our hearts to hear everything.
We mean every word. We just are spewing, word vomiting how we feel. But honestly, this is
just connections like we've never had.
Yeah.
So
we would always be like, one day we're going to get friends that just get it. And it's been me and him against the world and the kids, and it's just us. And I'm like, one day we're going to find humans that understand because, you know, you can't.
Yeah.
Can't put a price on this. This is priceless. We love them so much. All of them. Even the ones creeping
in
the background.
Even the ones hiding in the back.
Even the ones creeping in the background.
We see you. We have a household of people getting ready.
Yeah,
it's crunch time. So then they start emerging from their beds.
Yeah. We hear the footsteps.
Showers start turning on.
Yeah, everybody's
heels start clapping.
You don't need a clock. You know what time it is. Like, all right, we're leaving in an hour and a half.
Oh, y'all, just real quick story. That was funny. Yeah. So yesterday afternoon, everyone thought I was getting ready in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And the door cracks open and everybody's coming in with a shot.
We were gonna do shower shots.
That's the kind of stuff that's just
we're gonna ambush them in the bathroom and just all make it weird.
Like, and it's a smaller bathroom, so you know, 10 people crammed in there and them in the shower.
Yeah, we like to get
I wasn't
close.
Quite in the shower yet.
Yeah.
But then he came out.
The intent was really good. I love that.
We were all, if you can't be there, we'll go to him. Like, we're gonna go bring it to you, and that's what I love about this place. I love it here. You never know.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I do think commotion's happening, and we're going to be instructed like it. It's time to go soon.
I like it.
We'll have to get the Uber.
Yes, we're going to
because we have so many.
So we're going to take a little break like we normally do, but then when we come back, it's just going to be
future us.
After trapeze.
Future.
With more stories.
Yeah,
with
more stories. I'm sure we're going to have some more stories. The night is young.
It's only 7:15. So
yes, the night is young. We've got a whole night left and we will be back after the commercial to talk about that some more.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today. And we're back.
Back to the future.
Back to the future. It's now Sunday. It's Sunday night. We had a whole evening of festivities, I would say.
A whole night of festivities.
Yes.
But
we're roughing it tonight. Everybody is struggle busing. We are all barely
hanging on.
And somehow we're doing a podcast at 9:00.
I think it's fair to say, just to let the listeners know, we just spent the last 5 minutes doing a podcast without recording. That's
true.
This is how tired we are.
That's raw honesty right there.
Yeah, that's the vibe that just occurred.
All right, so when everybody heard us/saw us last time, we were all dressed up and getting ready to go to the club.
Yeah, we were.
And then after we got off, we went downstairs and everybody was...
It was go time, pretty much.
Was everyone ready. We took a whole bunch of pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Every time I'd spot one of the guys in the house, it was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some good guys. Oh, I love the prom poses and the...
Oh my God.
I will get those pictures off the camera. Those were fantastic.
Those were such a good idea.
Amazing.
Oh, my
gosh.
But yeah, everyone was dressed in pink and everyone looked so good. So good.
Yeah.
Like we always do.
We crushed it.
We always do, no matter what.
Everybody crushed it.
But yeah, everyone was a different color pink and I loved it. I was gonna
bring that up because the first three ladies I saw, you all had on like the really pretty blushy goldy pink. And here I am in my Barbie pink suit jacket. I did not get the memo.
It's all right. It's 50 shades of pink.
That's what we kept saying. We're like,
that's correct. We were the whole spectrum. And then the fifth one came out and she had on a hot pink bodysuit.
It was half and half at that point.
Yeah.
And then, they all, even like Mike had his shoelaces were pink. Like everyone had like little details. Yeah. Rob was killing it as always. Like everybody just, the boys, I was like, I know everyone's human, like just playing along for me, and I was like, it made my heart even more happy, but pulled it off, and pink was definitely a good idea. I'm glad we did.
We enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to put together.
It really was.
Gross how much pink that was involved in that stand-in. It was so amazing.
Every outfit I wore this weekend had some sort of pink.
Yeah.
From Friday, I had like that salmon.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, I had the pink shirt and pink tie. And then Saturday night, I had a whole ass pink suit.
I like it.
I love that suit. That looked amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It's over the top and it was so great. It's like half see through the pants were.
Yeah, you can see where the pockets were.
I didn't hate it. That's for sure.
I was going to say, I'm not mad at that at all.
No, I was not complaining. I was like, when you put them on the first time, I was like, they're kind of see through. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So yeah, we got done and then we ordered an Uber.
It just wasn't big enough.
Yeah. So we ordered an Uber XL, which is supposed to be 6 people. And we got there and the guy's like, I can take 4. We're like, what?
That doesn't help us. It doesn't help us at all.
Yeah. I felt bad for the guy because you could tell he was like, it's not the first time I think this has happened to him. But for whatever reason, Uber classifies his vehicle as an XL.
Yeah.
It just meant another round of shots, is all.
Yeah, meant another round of shots.
Yeah. More fun.
Luckily, we were only 10 minutes away from the club. No. So it's not like we had a drive ahead of us.
No. It was fine. We got there like 5 after or whatever.
But then we all crammed into
in the trunk.
Yep. You and Rachel were jumped in the trunk again. I feel like you girls had more room this time than the guys did in the middle.
Biggest third row seat.
Like we were.
We could do activities. Like there's tons of room back here because usually we're in the trunk. Yeah. That's why we call it the trunk. But now I feel like we can't go to trapeze without being in the trunk because then it.
Right. Right. I always get shotgun.
Yeah.
You guys have to sit in the third row.
Yeah. It's fun. It gets the night started.
So yeah.
Spicy. Yeah, and then we got there, and then there was a line already.
There was a pretty long line. There was probably, I don't know, 20, 25 people just in line when we showed up,
like
waiting to get in.
Yeah, we should have known from there that it was going to be a crazy night.
Yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon for
it's happened.
Evening progresses, but that line that early, I think multiple of us were like, so what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing happening at trapeze that was anything.
Nothing that we were.
The only thing notable was your birthday
that we were aware of. Yes, and then we went in, and I couldn't believe there was people just that I didn't even know, never seen in my life, wearing pink. And you know, if they're wearing pink, like there's a pretty good chance that it's not really a color that everybody comes.
But, well, the color of the night was nude, so that was the thing.
There were some folks that had. Some women that had a really nice nude outfit on.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hi, how are you? Yeah.
Not only was the outfit nude, but
it was sheer.
It was sheer. It's
like, so was she.
I'm not, I don't wear nude, but I was not mad necessarily.
No, same.
Outfits.
Yeah, I get it. I get why they did that. I don't blame them at all, but. It was just cute. There's so many people there, though. It was insane.
And
we ordered our food, and it took a minute to come out. And then
you guys braved ordering in the back. We ended up, we didn't even try. We just went up front because it was prime rib.
That's what we should have done. If she didn't come, when she did, I would have probably went up front and got a plate.
I liked our waitress. She was adorable.
Yeah.
She was so stinking cute.
She was so helpful. She was clearing off tables and making sure we got everything. And
she was so excited to get a pizza cake.
Yeah. Well, we ended up giving her. So I got an ice cream cake, and it was a strawberries and cream shortcake. It was so good. And it was just like, I'm not like the biggest cake fan. So that's my favorite is ice cream cake. And it was so delicious. And they were coming out with the plates to give us to hand it out and stuff. And we're like, you want it? We all have a piece.
Yeah,
we don't.
No one else wants it.
It's ice cream, and she's like, "Oh, I would love to have a piece. Like, you guys can have the rest of it." There was like a quarter of it left, or whatever, like a half of it left, and they were like so excited. They ran back there with the cake. I'm like, "Go ahead, have fun." And then we had fun with it.
I love the sandwich wrap. Oh my god,
I absolutely enjoyed eating the cake in a certain way.
Well, I was gonna say we did not need the plates.
We had to split on some
other plates.
We have human plates
that were available.
It was good.
So we did dinner, and then we socialized, and then you heard the wobble, and you just immediately ran out front. This time it was funny because there was a line behind you because we all knew where you were headed.
As soon as I'm like, hold on, like. See ya, and I don't care who's coming. Usually I just go by myself and I just run out there, and he follows me eventually. But this time I had an entire line of people behind me running to the front, and everyone was doing
that's
it with
awesome.
Me. And people that you don't normally see dance.
I don't think you will have to line dance alone again. No.
Yeah, it was good. It was probably I had a lot of favorite moments, but that was definitely one that
danced out.
And the DJ. I was like, we have a birthday in the house. And everybody was like,
yeah.
I can't even. That was like a moment too, for sure. I'm like, me? It's just my birthday.
We spent quite a while out front too.
We did. Yeah. It was a good vibe.
Yeah, it was.
And everybody was super happy and excited to be there. So I like it.
Because by the time we came back, you were like, I think it's time to change. And your outfit was.
Oh, man. Yes. It was so gross.
No.
I was like, wait till you see what he wants me to wear.
It was amazing.
I had two options. One was more me, and it was a little bit more of like a dress, like a little dress, sheer dress thing, pink. And then there was one that was he wanted me to wear with sparkly pink fishnets and little frillies and little lace. It was
and sort of sheer
and then
fluff.
The huge robe thing with feather arms and bottoms and stuff.
It was
so over the top.
So perfect for the night. You have no idea.
So I had to. Perfect. I had to.
And you kept your
it was like the drag show. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the vibe for sure. For sure. And then yeah, I had my tiara on, my pigtails, so it was every girl.
The light up tiara.
Yeah. I had three tiaras and then the crown that I got from the drag brunch as well.
Yeah.
Like I had crowns for every moment the whole weekend. Yeah, it was so good. And my favorite moment was when we did the cake and every single.
Yeah, entire Diamond Club was singing happy birthday.
That was amazing.
That was
I cried so many times. That was beautiful and wonderful. And I have been trying all day, but just I'm replaying everything now in my head and I'm completely speechless and overwhelmed and just everything with the love that I felt so loved. I just feel loved and I feel full and my heart's so happy. And I appreciate you guys and everybody else who I know there was a whole team of you that made this happen. So I appreciate you guys more than you will ever know in this ever. Thank you.
We enjoyed it so much. We just love being part of your lives. There's a lot of love here.
So lucky to have you. And you get that. You get that. We like love here. But yeah, it was beautiful. So beautiful and wonderful.
So wardrobe change. Because people who know me, I do the same thing every time I go to the trap. I have either a skirt, pants, and some kind of bodysuit. So my outfit change is like I take my skirt off and then there's, you know, the sexy thong bodysuit or whatever.
Yeah.
I actually did an outfit change.
You did. I usually like, I'm going to go to the locker. I'm like, okay, you're going to change. And I come around the corner, like you're naked at the locker. I'm like, okay, this is different. It's
you like it?
He's like, what are you doing? But yeah, because I had all black on under my Barbie King jacket.
Yeah.
And so when I did the outfit change, I took my skirt off and I'm like, the boots aren't really enough. Like,
yeah.
Boots aren't enough.
All right. Yeah, the bright.
Oh, can we pause just real quick? Let's pause for a second on Ashley's change of footwear because I love that.
Oh, yeah. If you come with me to Trapeze now, my new second shoe usually gets put on.
You show up in a pretty, like, usually sparkly high heel. But then...
Every time I go, it's getting earlier and earlier. I change my shoes into fluffy pink slippers. And
they are awesome.
Just wearing them to trap soon.
Talk about that.
Because my feet can't. And I do have blisters on my feet and everything still.
Yeah. I was wanting some fluffy slippers. My feet were
hurting.
Like you don't usually have.
I wanted to go dance, and my feet were just long days. So, there's I love those slippers. There's Ashley and her outfit and fluffy slippers.
Well, it matched your whole you had the big robe.
It absolutely matched.
They did the
robe vibe for sure.
Normally, they don't make any sense with my outfit, but this weekend they made sense.
They make perfect sense.
This week I was like, "Oh, this works. This works."
I lost the boots because my outfit change was into a pink sheer bodysuit, so I felt okay to take the boots off and actually put my flats on at that point.
And then I was comfy. That bodysuit was so good. That was so good.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care. because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Then we ended up in the cigar lounge.
Yeah, that was okay. That was going to be what I was talking about next. All the girls were like, "Let's go get booty pictures." So we're like, "Yeah, let's go get you some booty pictures."
We do everything.
And we walked into the cigar lounge, and it was packed.
It was like a whole.
Never seen that many bodies in there.
It was like a whole nother club. Everyone was just hanging out. Yeah,
and it's not a big room.
No, it's not
a room that's normally like. So I'll talk about this. And it's not a room that I usually see people have sex in. And every now and then you might see a little oral, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were with one of our friends, and there was we're tapping, and they were all going down on hers, and more people were pouring in. Are you okay with this? Like, are we okay with this? Like, what's going on? People are just coming in for booty pictures, and we're taking over a couch.
We're like, we just came here for pictures, real quick. But
we just came here for pictures.
Here.
And, yeah, I mean, I just ended up just sitting down on the couch with Lindsay.
Yeah, we just sat. He and I had the best view of what was going on. I was like,
yeah.
I said, I have never seen that many people. It's like all of Diamond Club came into the cigar lounge.
You guys stayed back there longer, so I will get claustrophobic when there's too many people. So at one point, I remember I tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, I gotta go.
I felt that, and I don't even get claustrophobic, but it was a lot for such a little space.
But I enjoyed the show before I left. Thank you.
The patient did enjoy the show.
It was good entertainment.
Then there was the other show.
So while you all were back there, when I went to go retrieve her in that other large playroom, there was probably another 20 or so people in that playroom.
There was more.
Probably more.
They were back there when we walked back to the cigar lounge.
Yeah, you guys had to pass that group going back. And I've never seen that many people personally in that one room.
And you were just casually outside having a conversation, outside the room, having a conversation with some of our friends.
Yeah, there were multiple people watching.
I love this life.
Wife and I are just watching and chatting. And then I felt really bad because we got cracked a joke or something and got to giggling, and I'm like, are we killing the vibe? I'm so sorry.
you're like 10 feet away from the
It's quite a little having sex with strangers.
I love hearing a laughter when I pulled down my pants.
So we came back in, and I think the booty pictures start.
Yeah.
We walked in and I was like, oh. Yeah. And I mean, y'all, it was wall of booty.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
like your stack was pretty high.
She had like four or five on the back, and then there was like another four in front of them, and then like Ashley
on the side. And...
Yeah, there's two girls on the side and three girls at the very front. I'm like,
we gotta figure out who has those pictures.
Jeremy took some.
I saw. Oh yeah, because he sent me the pictures. He sent me. You can just see me on the couch, just hanging out with all the girls with their asses hanging out.
No big deal.
That just sounds like a perfect picture. You've got, and then in the distance, nothing but a wall of ass.
Yeah. He sent me a couple of the pictures, and he's like, it's a rough life. Like, you have such a rough life or something like that.
Over the weekend, life is so hard.
Like, this is a rough life we live. I hate it here so much. This is horrible.
Well, I want to give it up to start cheating on you, I guess.
Way more.
All right. So we did the booty pictures.
Then you did something new back there because one of our friends had a whip.
Had a bull whip.
And
so you tried that.
I did.
And
I
you still have it on you this morning and this afternoon.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't bruise. Like, I love a swagger and a crop and a paddle and stuff, but I don't bruise.
Same.
And I have two perfectly little marks over here. So we had done with all the booty pictures, and then
the whip
came out, and that was fun.
And for Lindsay, she's like, there's a hot tub waiting for us. We want to go back.
You guys went back
to the hot tub.
Yeah, at that point, I was done. The whip was fun. But yeah, I was like, this is amazing, and
I'm hot at the house.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't bad at that decision at all.
Yeah.
That felt good. That felt so good.
You.
We were talking about it. We were like, that's a great idea. We're like, we can go home and get comfortable and have fun and stuff at the house. And then, but it's just getting out was like the hardest.
Herding cat.
Yes. So Rob and I are developing this known persona that we will Irish goodbye.
Yes.
Sorry to our friend.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And we love you all. That's nothing personal. And I guess I did it last night. I'm not going to skip ahead. But anyway, apparently I was getting myself to bed.
I knew I was going to see you
again. We'll get there later.
We knew where to find you.
So what happened after we left?
We just stood around and talked.
We were on a mission to leave as well. That's really all it was we just kept running into people. And then we had one couple that was staying with us that had to end up leaving Saturday night after the club. And then we had other friends.
So amazing, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
So great to. I have never met them.
So glad.
Really hang out with them? Okay.
And when you're listening to this, you know who you are.
I know. I told you.
Energy is just.
I know. They hadn't met really. I mean, they met, but they've never really spent any time with them. And so I, at first, was like, I don't know. You guys don't know each other, but they can get along with literally anyone and everyone.
Good call.
Yeah, I knew it would work. It'd be perfect.
She
loves everybody and everybody loves her. And I knew it was going to work perfectly.
I knew.
Any other person?
I picked
you.
A good crew. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Gold, platinum star. Great.
Yeah.
I get the gold star.
So we get back, grab a snack. I have my water.
Yeah, because somebody has bags of chips that they brought.
Yeah, somebody.
So you and I get back. We get in the hot tub and are really just sitting and relaxing. I took a couple of fun pictures and videos or whatever. But
yeah, just a few.
I had my Doritos and my bottled water. And so you guys were back trying to make your way out. And one of the couples had to leave.
And then another one of our friends came to the club and they were like, well, if you have an extra room,
if you want to stay, like we have an empty room now.
So I just asked everybody if it was cool with them. And so they just came in. They stayed for just a couple hours.
But we also brought a unicorn back with us, but
she's sweet.
Now she's just as part of the crew. She comes back to the room afterwards. And then we had a whole night.
I ended up tying you up again. That kind
of some nice video of that too.
That kind of kick started
again.
Yeah. Oh my god. So I didn't know you guys had gotten back yet. Room for a few scared the shit out of me.
We're starting the hot tub.
At this point, we're just chill and relaxed, and I knew everybody was on their way back. I had no idea that anybody had gotten there.
Oh yeah, I would have
jumped out of the hot tub.
I would have died.
Then about then, I'm like, I'm gonna choke to death on my Dorito.
Other hot shit like that.
We got out because everybody was back, so we wanted to go in and
get some more celebratory shots.
We wanted to go in and hang out with everybody. So.
Yeah,
yeah, that was. We had plenty of those. Maybe a couple too many.
So many of those.
I'm so glad. I don't think I ever put my water down last night. I was so grateful for it this morning.
Yeah, I felt very hydrated.
Yeah,
but yeah,
you had a great time last night.
Did the ropes again, and just that you get started with that, and it's just like mesmerizing to watch when you guys do that.
She was feisty last night. She was not listening very well. And I was getting frustrated because I couldn't, because she kept moving.
I was like so excited.
Yeah, she kept dancing while I was trying to tie her up. I'm like, stop.
Because
I couldn't do what I was trying to do. And then I pulled a rope and she'd stop for maybe 2.5 seconds and she'd start doing it again. I'm like, stop.
So that's what was going on.
I did see that at times.
From my vantage point, I couldn't hear or see. Like, I was just up on that tall balcony looking down.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what's happening here? So yeah. That adds a lot of context.
Yes. And she kept dancing. She was. She was about to get her ass whooped. What you getting ready to do.
And then last night I was like riding this like high of the night. Like it was
you were.
A good time. And I was like, yeah.
I would say it was lucky that it was your birthday party.
You know what I did get?
What?
Birthday spankings.
I know. I tried to get it.
I forgot. Oh, well, that was my plan. Yeah. And then I forgot all about it. Dang it. I forgot to have another birthday.
I think we're going to need to redo it all.
Yeah, do over.
We need to do it.
Do over. Shit.
Let's do it in February.
I know. We need more birthdays. We need. Come on, guys. We need more birthdays.
But
so this is the part where I'm going to get to learn what else happened because
we went to bed.
Iris goodbye myself to bed.
Yeah,
it was fine. After you were tied up for maybe 25, 30 minutes, and you're like, all right, can you untie me now? I can't feel my arms. I said, yeah, it's the client tied you.
All right.
Yes.
And then you played with Mike, motherfucking Lees. And then I played with Sam, obviously.
Not obvious.
And I played with our unicorn friend, too.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing their own thing.
Yeah,
everybody
was trying to do their off in their own little land.
Yeah. It was just typical, like our normal, like fun.
Yeah,
just an average Saturday.
Just
a normal after party.
And then you think about what you just said. You're like, how messed up am I?
It's not normal at all.
Wait, who the ever we?
Who the fuck we?
No.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I don't want to be normal.
No.
But yeah, towards the end of the night, your social battery just was empty.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone and I turned around and you were
just ran and went to bed. I was like, I was standing there and I was like, I can't anymore. And I did an Irish goodbye. I was like, good night. I didn't like run away and was like, I need to lay. Yeah. I was like, I need to
go. It'll hurt our feelings if that ever happens. So just, okay. Done.
All the awards, like,
I don't know what time it was.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
I have no idea what time it was.
It was a long day. And I was like, I am tired.
We did have one more thing that happened last night. So we had gone to bed.
Yeah.
And at some point, Jeremy came into our bedroom and was standing over me.
Just came. Oh, you good night.
I don't know what he said to wake me up, but I opened my eyes. And again, they scare the crap out of me. I about jumped out of the bed. I yelled out.
Did you forget about?
And he's like, can I use your bathroom? And she said, and he's just the way he was standing over me. And then he came over and gave me a kiss goodnight. And then I love you, man. And went upstairs. I'm like,
like, I love it.
And then she never talked to you again for telling this story.
Right. So you're welcome.
You know, just a normal Saturday night in our world.
This is absolutely normal.
It's totally normal. The so side normal. Of things that people don't see.
I know. That's I mean, real.
I think everybody was kind of winding down when you decided to go to bed anyways.
Oh, yes. I mean, it was like it was time for bed.
Because I was talking to someone and then you disappeared and then I went upstairs. It couldn't have been any more than 5 minutes after you disappeared. And you were already just knocked, like you were out.
I laid down and fell asleep at the same time, which never.
And then I came back downstairs. I'm like, okay, she's asleep. I'm like, I won't go to bed too. And I was going to say goodnight to everybody. And then our unicorn, she had to go home because she had a dog at her house.
Yeah. That I, needed
to be I was out. Surprised when she wasn't there when I woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
as same. Late as she stayed.
I well, offered.
Okay. Yeah, we offered.
But she had, she's like, if I didn't have the dog.
No.
That had to be let out. I don't have a dog sitter. She's like, I'd stay the night. I'm like,
we're not.
You get it. Hope you get it.
Animals and kids.
But she tried to say goodbye to you.
I was sleeping.
And you were.
I was sleeping. That was a long
you were,
day.
You were.
Long week.
It was a long. I mean, Saturday was a busy day. Period.
We didn't stop.
That was busy. We woke up and just, we ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
I'm just. Yeah. I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to be wearing sweatpants for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get
appreciate
to
appreciate you so much. Thank you for all the food.
Oh.
Well, part of it, too, though, it's, and I think we mentioned this before, we don't get to do this all together often. So we don't want to sleep and we don't want to miss the moments. We don't want to waste the time.
Yeah.
So by the time that Sunday rolls around, we're all like, all right, those 4 hours of sleep in the last 3 days was cool.
Yeah.
Also that. And we're all dehydrated. We're trying.
Yeah. And we're all dehydrated. Best,
but man, it's sucks everything out. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I know. I love it so much. I want to do it again and again and again. It's so addicting. Like,
Yeah, I already have ideas.
It all goes back to the people and the connections and just the genuineness of all of it.
Yeah.
Like everything else is just icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's just a bonus.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Even if that doesn't even happen, like when it doesn't even happen, it has nothing to do with that. It's so good. And the people.
Everybody I talked to at Trap. Was just, I mean, it's just going back to the community thing. It's like everyone you talk to is so genuine. Yeah. Just love to stop and talk and, you know, find out about them and what's going on in their lives and
their life. Yeah, they care.
What's unique for them?
Yeah, they actually listen to you and they want to hear about your life and you.
I'll stop and sing "Happy Birthday" to Ashley.
And stop. Sing "Happy Birthday."
Yeah,
little old me.
I met a few new people last night, though. That doesn't happen all the time anymore. Usually you run into the same people all the time, but I met some new people last night.
You have to meet new people. Cool.
Yes.
And we went there and we hovered around each other every now and then, but it wasn't like, oh, I need to go stand next to Ashley.
Exactly.
I want to go meet other people.
It was one of those nights where we spent, I think, more time apart.
Oh, you and I did. Yeah,
for sure. Just because I was weird. I'd go up front and hang out, or you'd be in the back, or over here. Like it was good.
Yeah, everybody, we all congregated for like key moments.
Yeah.
And then we all like just kept touching base with each other. Like, you okay? Like, we always find each other. Like, oh, there you are. Where have you been?
Like, I'll find you later.
Or a lot of times, you go with groups and they literally just cling together the entire time and they don't go outside their group, where we did the exact opposite.
Yeah, we had a little, they had reserved me a table. So, because we didn't talk about it on this round, but we got a table and they had like a big banner. Yeah. And then it was so good, so cute. But anyway, but that was our like central hub. So every once in a while when you needed to go find your people again, or you felt a little peopled out, you would just go out to the back corner and dive in and find your humans. Somebody was always there at some point.
Yeah.
And you could check back in, but then you're like, oh, let's go dance. Oh, let's go here. Let's go there. Yeah. It's a good thing we got going. I like it here a lot. I like it here a lot.
We packed up everything. It was so simple.
So
and we left this morning. I mean, that was just like, boom, out.
Off the weekend.
We had like three things to pack, right? That's like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, just a quick, just throw it in a bag. Because I'm not going to turn my camera around at this moment.
We're not talking about on the back.
We're not going to talk about any of that. We're not going to talk about any of it.
No,
that's good. I'm saying we're packed and we went home. We're leaving that
alone. Although, I'm glad Ashley woke me up this morning and she said,
oh shoot,
she's like,
we gotta be out of here. She's like, 30 minutes.
Shit. She's like, we have to be out of here in 30 minutes. I'm like,
that really, because none of that was true. And we had enough for each of us to survive for a month at least, easily.
What? We had all the things.
You did good packing.
I don't know why. I had my designated outfits, I did not really overpack. Which I never not overpack. And
it was weird.
Yeah.
I had like exactly the right clothes. It's kind of this.
So I did overpack a little bit, but only thing I overpacked was socks and sweatpants. So I'm like, it's cold. I don't want to be cold.
Yeah. I packed 2 pair of pajama pants and never touched either one.
Same. I bought 2 like cute little pajama sets and everything, and I didn't even wear pajamas. That one night I put that silky thing on, just throw on something.
Yeah.
But I didn't wear any pajamas the whole time. Or sweatpants.
Closest I got was my sweatshirt and like some little
That's why. I kept wearing.
The only thing that I really wore the entire time we were at the house was my robe.
Yeah, you were in that robe.
I love that robe.
Yeah.
I love it. So warm. I love that. I had my mushroom pants.
Yeah, that is now your traveling staple.
Yeah,
I have to get another pair. At some point, they're going to get worn out, so I have to get more.
Yeah, we got up and packed up and cleaned up the house, and I think about 11:30.
Swingers are really good at rallying at that last, like, everyone just helps somewhere and does it.
We are really good at just gathering all of our shit and getting the heck out of spaces
and running. Yeah,
I mean, we usually do it in hotel rooms, but this is just
it's usually a much more confined space.
Yeah,
it wasn't three.
This
floors.
Was three levels.
Yeah, it wasn't well, 30 floors was, of stairs.
It was three levels, but it was also an Airbnb, so we had to reset some things, right?
Yeah, we had to do the dishes and put them back where she had them.
It was a beautiful house. You did a great job, Russ.
Yeah,
that was good.
Thanks.
That was pretty perfect. Yeah.
But before we get out, do you want to tell us what you guys have coming up?
We have First Fridays, the first Friday of every month for Pineapples After Dark at Trapeze.
Yeah.
So we've worked out some good deal with them. So we have details on the Pineapples After Dark group. We're advertising it there. So we're excited about that. We're setting the theme. They allowed us to set the theme. So
that I got really excited. I'm not going to lie.
And then March 14th, we have our St. Patty's Day party at Atmosphere in Loganville, Georgia.
I'm really excited because we have not had a full on Patty party since last year.
I know.
Yeah. Since her birthday.
It's her birthday. Yeah.
Since
this will be the first one. It's at Atmosphere. It's an amazing location. Perfect for a Patty's Day get together.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's two levels and a big stage and lights. Those are a few things that are coming up for us.
Yeah, we're so excited. I can't wait for that.
Hey y'all, this was a lot of fun. Like, thank you for having us on here.
No problem.
We love when you can. We love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Talk anyway.
Yeah. Any chance that we can to talk more.
Yeah.
Because we don't do it enough. We don't get to see you ever.
Ow.
We've been spoiled. Thank you for being on here. Thank you for hanging out.
Sure.
Thank you for the weekend. Thank you for everything.
We love you guys so much.
I know.
We love you too. And yeah, all of your stuff will be down below. Go find them. Follow.
We have a new link for the playground.
Yeah. Now it explains a little bit.
People are loving it. So it's worth a quick look. There's nothing else.
That's what we were saying. This is the point where everybody's going to wish they got on it. Because right now, it's like a small, intimate group. Like I say small, it's 500 people. Like, it's more intimate than like your massive social media pages and stuff like that.
And one of the things we are working towards is we understand the scale part. So we build different communities. So that way each of those communities could be small within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then so that way you don't have this large, like, just total flow of information constantly in the main feed. Yeah. So you can go to your individual groups and still have some uniqueness to your group and be able to maintain that and have its own personality.
Yeah,
a passion project.
Yes.
It has a passion.
Absolutely been that. Yep.
Full of love and full of amazing people like these two here that we love. And we are so lucky to have them. We love them very much. And that wraps up birthday weekend.
Yeah, birthday, I hope you had a good weekend.
Funny weekend, birthday weekend, best weekend ever. I don't think it could ever be topped, period. It was so good, and I cannot wait to do it again next time. And I love every one of you, but like we always say,
it's not that serious.
And don't make it weird.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.